When Bevan Sandstrom got to work at 4:45 this morning, he immediately strapped on a backpack blower. He's a maintenance worker at a few corporate office buildings along the Mississippi River in downtown La Crosse. Sandstrom cleared the sidewalks so other employees wouldn't have to walk through piles of dead mayflies as they arrived to work. He says he'll be sweeping mayflies all day and will throw them in dumpsters or back into the river before they start to stink.
The fish love them. Fish are eating like kings now. But this is the most I've seen in a long time. And they're kind of really a nuisance. They stick to the window, then they're all slimy. Then the poor window cleaner's got a heck of a job.
The brown mayflies that hatched this weekend will only live a day or two. While some have sporadically appeared throughout the summer, the swarm that emerged last night is the largest in a couple years. Dan Baumgart is the science and operations officer with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. The emergence showed up on their radars, and Baumgart says the winds carried the mayflies far to the north.
A lot of the communities to the north of the river, like Galesville, saw an influx of these mayflies come off the river and up and northward. And we detected them all the way above Black River Falls at about 2,500 feet above the ground. So it was quite a dispersal of mayflies off the Mississippi River.
Mayfly hatches are generally an indicator that the river is in good health. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.